crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the 21st day already of February 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. This will be, again, a particularly jam-packed transmission. Donald Trump wins in South Carolina big time, and obviously in the next state as well. We'll go over his delegate numbers. He has 67 with his closest competitor, Ted Cruz, with 11, Rubio 10, Kasich at 5, Carson with 3, and Jeb Bush, ladies and gentlemen, of course, has dropped out. So the Bush dynasty is in flames right now. A big referendum on how angry folks are at the establishment. That's all coming up. But first, a special report from John Bowne. Hillary Clinton, Drudge is right, is too sick to be able to assume office.
Mrs. Hillary Clinton, former Nelson Rockefeller campaign staff member, Saul Alinsky neophyte, First Lady Cuck Queen, New York Wall Street guard dog senator, treasonous secretary of state, and now sickly presidential candidate. The red carpet Hillary thought she walked in on is quickly being rolled back up. An Associated Press GFK poll shows that 72% of registered Democratic voters are leaning towards Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders, a 21% jump since the poll was taken less than 3 months ago. Liberal stalwart Salon Magazine is even declaring Hillary's campaign to be on its last legs. Meanwhile, Hillary's public presence is a slow-motion disaster. Hillary told Scott Pelley of CBS News that she tries not to lie to the American people, whatever that means.
You talk about leveling with the American people. Have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to.
And even Britney Spears deleted her recent endorsement of the Clinton campaign. But the real question plaguing Hillary's now desperate presidential bid isn't her giant sham of a platform or her trail of deception. It's Hillary herself.
Excuse me.
In the administration, we assume he won't be...
A lozenge. I have one. You dare, but you talk.
She may not even be fit to take office. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily reports the concussion Hillary Clinton suffered in December of 2012 that led to a serious blood clot requiring hospitalization may also have caused her to suffer post-concussion syndrome, with symptoms including confusion, headaches, and dizziness. Florida physician Dr. Daniel Casasia, a dual board certified osteopathic neurologist and a leading headache specialist who directs the Florida Headache and Movement Disorder Center in Sarasota, Florida, told WorldNet Daily, "Electing somebody to be president of the United States who has post-concussion syndrome is a real concern to me." Dr. Casasia pointed to the published incidents that the WorldNet Daily had previously reported on, including how in May of 2014, Bill Clinton told the audience that the concussion Hillary suffered required 6 months of very serious work to get over. And you may recall the Fresnel glasses that Hillary was wearing during the Benghazi hearings to treat double vision resulting from her concussion and blood clot. She's wearing those glasses again. As far back as 2013, two of Hillary's assistants, Huma Abedin and Monica Hanley, said it was very important to go over phone calls with Hillary because she was often confused. And then there was the odd 5-minute bathroom break at the third Democratic debate in New Hampshire. Hillary was actually sitting off stage, recovering from dizziness, fatigue, and disorientation. Hillary Clinton is nothing less than a New World Order puppet of a very dark order. May the providence invested by the good people of the United States prevent Hillary Clinton from wielding the highest power on earth. John Bowne for Infowars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. Stay with us. Big transmission straight ahead in T-minus 60.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That's a new track off the Megadeth album, via Dave Mustaine. The threat is real.
Just a fight, obliteration, no one cares anymore.
The threat is real.
Mass murder worth no controlling.
It was a decade ago, ladies and gentlemen, that I told you that I'd talked to high-level military officers, and I'd also talked separately to family that it was in the time was involved in Army Special Operations. And when I brought up the fact that, well, Iraq doesn't have nukes and didn't have nukes, but Iran and Saudi Arabia do, the family member's mouth fell open, and he never tells me anything. He even thinks he didn't get promoted once because of the family association. I mean, he likes the show. He's a patriot, super patriot, but, you know, does not tell me basically, you know, what he thinks the weather is going to be concerning the military, obviously because of the close family connection. And it was his dad that was like the army assassin before that. And his mouth fell open. He goes, how do you know that? Because that was nowhere in the news then. And he said, that's exactly what we've been briefed on, basically. That any time a nuclear war could start between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And that that's really what the Pentagon is constantly in the Middle East about and freaked out about. And the Pentagon did not want to go into Iraq a second time. Thought it was really bad, thought Iran or Saudi Arabia would come in and take over, which they've both basically done. Saudi Arabia runs the ISIS group into Syria, trying to take that. And then the Shiites backed by Hezbollah and Iran are in the eastern area and then into Syria as well. It is a disaster. And so the biggest news of the day is not Donald Trump winning South Carolina. It is not Hillary obviously having serious health problems and clear videos of her stealing Nevada as well. No, that's not the issue. The issue for me looking at this is the fact that Saudi Arabia on its national television and the article and the videos up on InfoWars.com has come out last week and said, we're sending ground troops into Syria to fight the Russians, and the Russians better back off because we have nuclear weapons. Yeah, but they have nuclear weapons too, and better than yours. So everybody's so scared of, quote, you know, let's grope everybody at the airport or the radical Muslims are going to blow us up. But our government has allowed nuclear weapons to be transferred. The word is from Israel. And Israel was talking about giving them nukes 2 years ago. And also the delivery systems, as well as from Pakistan. And everybody knows I'm not an Israel basher. I also know there's a bunch of political parties over there, just like America, and they've got their own problems, and I'm critical all the time. But I don't have some weird mental illness attached to obsessing over Israel and blaming everything on Israel, and you know, it's crazy. I don't mindlessly worship it and follow it, and I also don't just mindlessly hate it. But I mean, Israel has been involved in a lot of really bad hanky panky. With Saudi Arabia, and I frankly am tired of it, and so is Pakistan. And here's the article. Saudis claim to have nuclear bomb. Pakistan has agreed to deliver nuclear weapons to Riyadh. They already had them. They're just now claiming it's from Pakistan. They said last year, and we have that in the article, and I shot a video last night on this subject, where I show myself 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last year, also doing videos on this and showing it in mainstream news then. I mean, it's known that South Africa had nukes when they weren't supposed to in the 80s. It's known that Israel's had nukes since the 60s and still doesn't admit it. It's known that France has nukes, but they're not, you know, supposed to, and then they took their nukes back when de Gaulle took back over. So I'm not telling some big secret here. It's just that it's not publicly admitted. But it's a big deal that they're saying they have them and threatening to use them inside Syria. That is a big deal. Meanwhile, on the military front, Chinese media calls for government to fire shots and ram U.S. warships, that's state-run media, to teach them a lesson over disputed China sea islands. Well, I don't choose sides in this geopolitical stuff. I choose the side of truth and research. China's in the wrong here. These are sandcastles they've built with these dredges in the 3-foot sea out there near the islands. And then they're claiming 12 miles on every side of the navigable waters that is not under China's control. They're claiming not just the Spratlys, but they're also claiming that they control islands that have been the domain of the Philippines since the days of the Barbary pirates. So China is just trying to start some type of military operation to divert from the fact that they are collapsing. Now, we're going to be getting into this in detail today. Mark Zuckerberg says that on his reading list is Henry Kissinger's book, World Order, and that what he's thinking about these days is New World Order. We're going to get into sneaky change to Trans-Pacific Partnership, drastically extends criminal penalties. It's international law, international court. We're going to be getting into the big EU push to keep the UK inside the European Union, because that could bring down the whole New World Order if that falls apart, and so much more today. But obviously, first, before we get into all of that, I want to go over the numbers from what unfolded in South Carolina, in Nevada, and in other areas. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. But Donald Trump got 32.5% in South Carolina. Rubio was a distant 22.5. Ted Cruz, almost in a dead heat, 22.3. Jeb Bush, 7.8. Kasich, 7.6. Ben Carson, 7.2. And similar numbers we've been seeing in polls in the next states to come up. So Trump handily won that state. But here's what really matters, and here's what we really need to go over. And that's the fact that Donald Trump got 67 total delegates now in these last three caucus and primaries. And his closest rival, because it doesn't matter, it's not like Formula One where you get points. So you get 22 points and Trump gets 32. So you're still, still close, a close second. It's winner take all in places like South Carolina. And Trump has 67 delegates and Cruz has 11, Rubio 10, Kasich 5, Carson 3. And of course, Jeb Bush 0. And that's why Jeb Bush went ahead and punched out. That is a big, big, big deal. And why is that obviously such a big deal? Because most of the money in the last 2 years went into the exploratory committee in the last year into the campaign of Jeb Bush, obviously the son of Bush 41, the brother of Bush 43. And the fact that the media was behind him for so long, the fact that they kept him in the debates, the fact that he couldn't get one delegate shows how the House of Bush started with Senator Prescott Bush being the main Nazi banker in the U.S., all the way up to his son being CIA director in the 70s and then being vice president under Reagan, then president, then his son after Clinton becoming president. This is the end of the Bush dynasty. And it's being hailed as that. It's a great thing. We also may be seeing the end of the Clinton dynasty straight ahead. And in every major poll, Donald Trump will annihilate the man who was a bum until the age of 40, never had a job until 40, the bum, Bernie Sanders.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big deal to see basically the fall of the arrogant, hereditary would-be empire of the Bushes. And we have a very powerful special report that's going to air in the final segment of this hour. We'll have open phones and cover a lot of financial and world news in the second hour. But our intrepid reporters were able to talk to Jeb Bush in South Carolina not once but twice this week and bring up the 28 pages that is from the Congressional Joint Inquiry into 9/11 that's also classified and sealed, but mirrors classified areas of the 9/11 Commission, with six of the 10 commissioners coming out saying there is a cover-up, a smoking gun. Well, I've had members of Congress like Jones of North Carolina, Walter Jones, Senator Rand Paul, and others who've seen the classified 28 pages, and they clearly come out and say this should not be classified, so I'm going to tell you what's in it. Saudi Arabia ran the attacks. There was an ordered stand down of NORAD and the FBI. Well, I don't have to believe Jones or Paul, even though they're very reputable, courageous men. I remember the news at the time. They had FBI agents all over the United States, from Texas to Minnesota to Nevada to Arizona to Florida, saying we were ordered to stand down and not stop these people, training to not land or take off, and telling people they were planning to fly them into the World Trade Center. That's why I talk about the FBI is corrupt at the top, and there are major problems in these agencies, but the average person on the ground is not bad. They've got higher-ups time and time again that are doing the dirty work. That's why when it's some special task force run by key operatives, then you know, uh-oh, we're in trouble. Like Oklahoma City. We know who was in town. We know who was witness at the building. We know who their names are. And they lied about being there, and folks went. WorldNet Daily went, and there were lawsuits, and they found the hotel receipts 2 days before the attack of the ATF and the FBI and German intelligence at the same hotel. We have the witnesses with them doing the phone work in the stairwells with the gray sticks of butter. What's that? Don't worry about it, lady. Well, it looks like butter. Oh, it's butter, all right. You stick little wires in it and put detonators on it, and it's called plastic explosives. But I digress, excuse me. Just realize who we're facing here. Good FBI agents exposed what was going on. And I mean, I'll never forget the headlines with one of the deputy heads of counterterrorism was saying, Al-Qaeda was always one step ahead of us. It was like they had moles above us at the FBI. Well, you just said it. So Donald Trump comes out. This is really the big seismic move that I freaked out about this week, and said specifically, oh, you want to call me a 9/11 truther? All I said is Bush is no hero. It came out in the Condoleezza Rice memo that bin Laden determined to attack. They want to use airliners and fly them to the World Trade Center. That was in the FBI report. They lied and said it wasn't there. And so why are you a hero when we get attacked on your watch? You're not a hero. You lose your job. You get in trouble. Head should have rolled. Instead, the whole bureaucracy and the power structure got more of our rights, more of our freedoms, and hundreds of billions of dollars since then to private contractors and folks to spy on Congress and the American people and take more of our freedom. And now they're rewriting the Patriot Act to say it's for political speech of conservatives. You thought the persecution via the IRS was bad? Get ready. That's in the news today. That's coming up. And it just shows you how totalitarian the left is in government. That they're making it worse than what Bush did. I was a big critic of Bush. So now we see the fall of the House of Bush, but the Clintons were involved protecting Al-Qaeda and blocking the FBI as well. That's why what's in the pages goes back to the mid-90s and right up to 9/11. And it mirrors what whistleblowers at the NSA like Sybil Edmonds has said and others, that she was, to the day of 9/11, listening to the intercepts where the FBI and the military and Colonel Schaefer and the Army were being blocked from stopping Al-Qaeda and stopped from killing bin Laden. And she was getting all the intercepts and because she was on that particular case. And she was from Turkey and spoke Arabic fluently. And heard them bragging about how they were, you know, in bed with our government. And she broke her gag order to say, our government and the Bushes with the bin Ladens, who they're in business with at the Carlyle Group, they were having breakfast with them the morning of 9/11. Look up the London Guardian and Associated Press. At a Carlyle Group weapons conference, at the same table, George Bush Sr., Herbert Walker, with the bin Laden family. And then they had an order to let the Bin Ladens get out of the country on 9/11 and for 5 days after. Remember all that? And I would cover that on air. It would be in CBS News, local. It would be in the Miami Herald. And they would go on national news and go, Alex Jones is insane. He's making it up that the Bushes let the Bin Ladens fly out. And he says Bush had bombs in the buildings like Wile E. Coyote. That's an actual quote they used on Fox, MSNBC, you name it. And that Wile E. Coyote was there blowing it up. Just like they say that I say space aliens, you know, blow it up. They just make it up. All I did was cover what was in mainstream news, actually, but didn't get national coverage. And so Trump comes out. There it is, CBS News actually found it. Bin Laden family evacuated. Boom. September 30th, 2001. Boom. Wow, they found it. So I would cover stuff and then would just say it wasn't true. And Trump comes out and says, you're no hero. Stop saying I don't know national security. Stop saying I don't know what I'm talking about. We've got to attack ISIS. We've got to cut their funding off. Stop saying I'm an idiot. You are the one whose brother allowed this to happen bare minimum. And they go, oh, you're a 9/11 truther. And he goes, you know what? I guess I am. The 28 pages says you stood down. And I'm going to release that when I'm president. And boy, Jeb Bush put his tail between his legs, shut his mouth, and dropped out of the race. And many political pundits are actually saying it was Trump bringing up 9/11 that made the establishment remove Bush. That's when his funding got cut off a week ago when this started. And so Richard Reeves, not once but twice, and our other great reporters went up and would say, are you going to call for the 28 pages to be released? He'd say, what's that? Never heard of it. Of course, he's been getting hit with it for years. And then he looks and he goes, who are you with? InfoWars. He goes, oh, very powerful group. Don't know who you are. As if his dismissal of us, some East Coast Ivy League Democrat sheep-dipped into a Republican to control the party on record for the Rockefellers, on record. They call themselves Rockefeller Republicans. The progenitors of the Rhino movement fit like peas in a pod with George Soros, other Nazi collaborator. You can't make this up. The leftovers, the leavings of World War II. Really, the literal droppings of Hitler. George Soros and the Bushes are the actual, like, you know, the, you know, some dog, your door's open, a dog gets in your house and goes to the bathroom on the carpet. You know, the dog's gone, but there's the dog, you know, manure. And I mean, that's, Hitler's gone, but here you still walking in it, still stepping in it. And I hate to be gross, folks, but that's what George Soros and the Bushes are. So I want to celebrate as soon as the fall of Soros comes, and that'll be the fall of Hillary. But right now I can celebrate the fall of Bushes. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go to your 400,000-acre ranch in South America. Get. Go join Ken Lay down there. But when we come back, how seismic is this? What does this portend for the future? Donald Trump will win the election unless they cheat him. We're going to break it down straight ahead.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Referendum on the establishment. Hillary cheats openly with six coin tosses, one in a row, and precincts that actually went for Sanders going to her in Iowa. Then she loses by 20 points in New Hampshire, but still gets more delegates than Sanders. And they admit that they just go get the superdelegates that are elected by the Democrats to steal all the other delegates and just tell them that's the way it is. And now, magically, she's won by 10 points, 52-47 against Bernie Sanders in Nevada. Now the Republican primary is coming up there on a different day. And our reporters are on their way there right now, Richard Reeves and others. But just think about how we get habitualized, how we get conditioned to accept the theft of our elections, of our freedoms, of our rights right in front of us. Truly, truly sickening. But the good news is, when it comes to Jeb Bush, who the establishment tried to basically waterboard us with, tried to force feed us with, it is completely blown up in their face, and it's a big deal. Now, Richard Reeves called me right before the show started. He couldn't come on our political correspondent because he was getting on an airplane, as I just said, to fly to Nevada to cover the Republican caucus coming up there. But he said, go to CNN's website and you'll find it. I couldn't find the video, but I Googled what he said, and sure enough, there it is. Marco Rubio told Bloomberg, CNN, you name it, after tonight, this has become a third-person race, and we will win the nomination into the GOP presidential race, Senator Rubio tells supporters in South Carolina. Notice he said a three-person race. He's in the cult, folks. He's a political correct member. If there were three women running, I would say it's a three-woman race. They're women. Identify them as such. It's a three-man race in the Republican Party. It's okay to identify, but see, father, mother, he, she, boy, girl, in colleges and high schools and elementary schools, they're messing with little kids' brains going, don't say he or she on a Valentine. That might hurt someone that isn't a he or she, as if your communication's going to hurt somebody. They're turning you into brain-damaged zombies. Up to 5,000 Muslim terrorists wandering in Europe, Press TV reports, also BBC reports. They've let in 5,000 trained members of the Daesh terrorist group at large in Europe. Interpol director Rob Wainwright said Friday between 3,000 to 5,000 militants have slipped back into Europe after completing their training in the Middle East. Wow, that's Interpol admitting a 3,000 to 5,000 person sleeper cell group connected to Al-Qaeda has come in. Iran's blowing the whistle because they're Shiite. But don't worry, Marco Rubio won't say a three-man race. And the reason I'm getting into political correctness right now, look at this article. Muslims complain, this is a serious article, that national anthem is oppressive and forced assimilation. That's happening in the UK. Muslims complain the national anthem is oppressive and forced assimilation. They want to assimilate us, folks. It's also happening in Australia. So there you go. Now, again, there are some countries in the Middle East and in Africa that are Muslim where they leave people alone, Christians, Jews. There are only a couple of them. There's only a couple countries where women get to go to college, don't wear hoods over their heads, and have their genitals cut off. I've seen the left make weird, sick jokes about me talking about that, going, oh, what genitals do women have? You know full well what they do, and I'm not going to describe it on air. They cut the pleasure centers off of a woman's genitals. I can't think of anything more satanic, quite frankly. You people make me want to throw up. I do hate you. I'm going to admit it right now. Okay, the point here is that Al-Qaeda and these Wahhabis and the Saudi Arabian government, run by the House of Saud, unelected, is a dictatorship, and are the scum of the earth. They are the scum of the earth. And they're now heavily involved in our politics, heavily involved in our media, censoring everything you can imagine. And the left won't say a word about it. And I'm tired of it. And to dovetail with that, before I get back into the election, start of World War III, North Korea planning wave of terror attacks on South Korea, Sunday Express. And that's their announcements. And isn't this an illustration of everything? Document cam, please, for TV viewers. Look at Kim Jong-un, the son of Kim Jong-il, the son of the first dictator of North Korea, hereditary, like the Bushes. I guess you don't get three presidents. An obese 20-something punk who literally can hardly walk, who is executing anybody he can get his hands on. Millions of his people have starved to death, but he's got a huge military and people that parade around on power trips with him. It is truly, truly sickening. I mean, look at this photo from Reuters. U.S. rejected North Korea peace talks offer before last nuclear test, State Department. Notice, he has a sword. He has guns. None of the citizens do. That's what gun control's about for all you dumbo Bernie Sanders people. Bernie Sanders admits, we had an article last week and put it on screen, that he was a bum that never had a paying job until he was 40. These are the disconnected people that will lead us to this type of hell. Please understand it's free market that gives you all these choices. Where you can work for minimum wage and get enough money to buy a nice used car and be in a decent apartment with, you know, with your roommate and get good food. But you see all the super wealth of capitalism, the mansions, the Ferraris, the private jets, you think, I don't have that. Give me that. If you took the few $100 billion of independent wealth in the U.S. and gave it to the people, it wouldn't fund anything for 6 months. Now, if you went to the offshore megabanks with their tens of trillions, then you could actually hand out some freebies, but that's like feeding squirrels in your backyard. Soon they're obese and can't walk. Soon they're domesticated. And so that's why that's not a good thing. And there's always, oh, let's give the vets a free tuition. They deserve it after World War II. It sounds good. Then it turns into dependent vets today under the VA system. How about you just give them free health care wherever they want to go? Oh, no. It's about control, folks, and it doesn't work that way. And you've got all these domesticated people in the bosom of freedom having no idea how good they've got it. Now, I'm going to take calls in the next hour on the election, on the primary, on Trump, on whatever you want to discuss. 877, first-time caller, so today, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. So start your engines. But when we come back, we're going to tie all this into the Saudis' claim to have nuclear bomb, threaten to use it against Iran. That's up on Infowars.com. Ties into North Korea. You've got all the things lining up for a huge world war. That's mainline news. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying this is a very, very serious time with a worldwide economic meltdown and more. But first, a detailed report on the fall of the House of Bush and how it's coming out of the fact of 9/11 truth that Donald Trump dare bring out. That it's a congressional report. It's 28 pages. It's that you ordered to stand down. Don't sit there and make fun of me for telling the truth. It's a fact. And no amount of neocon talk show host can cover that up. It's coming out. And you're on the wrong side of history, not exposing it. So that special report where we confront him repeatedly, and he makes fun of InfoWars and the rest of it, but he's the one dropping out. Now, before I go any further, we have amazing nutraceuticals, game-changing vitamins and minerals and key missing link products at InfoWarsLife.com that nobody else has got. We've got the best herbal liver cleanse. It takes 1 week with the Oxy Powder pills to flush out your gallbladder and liver like nothing you've ever seen. Watch the informational videos. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsLive.com, and your purchase makes this transmission possible. Super Male Vitality that blocks the estrogen mimickers and more is about to sell out, and we've got a lot of other great products at InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase makes it all possible, or call 888-253-3139. We'll be back with the big special report, the fall of the House of Bush. Straight ahead. Stay with us. It is the danger zone.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Matt Weber and Richard Reeves, our two crack political correspondents, are on their way to the Republican caucuses out in Nevada. The Democrats just had theirs. Hillary stole it, as usual. There's video of them doing it. It's on InfoWars.com. It's a standard procedure now for these people. They just admit, it doesn't matter if Bernie wins, they'll just take the delegates. They just admit it on TV. But here is our reporters talking last week and this week to Jeb Bush about 9/11 truth and about Trump and so much more. And it's Trump coming out and saying, elect me, you'll find out who really knocked down the towers. By them having Jeb drop out now, that means Trump probably won't have to keep bringing this up. I'm telling you, folks, they are scared of the truth. Here's the report.
Who are you working for, brother?
Same people.
What do you mean, same people?
Infowars.com.
Infowars.com? I've never heard of it. Is it like a very powerful group?
Look who's talking about the importance of releasing the classified 28 pages of the 9/11 Commission Report. You guessed it. It's Donald Trump.
Who blew up the World Trade Center? It wasn't the Iraqis. It was Saudi. Take a look at Saudi Arabia. Open the documents. We ought to get Bush or somebody to have the documents opened because, frankly, if you open the documents, I think you're going to see that it was Saudi Arabia.
They did not knock down the World Trade Center, okay? It wasn't the Iraqis that knocked down the World Trade Center. We went after Iraq. We decimated the country. Iran's taken over. Okay. But it wasn't the Iraqis. You will find out who really knocked down the World Trade Center because they have papers that there that are very secret. You may find it's the Saudis, okay? But you will find out.
This morning on the Alex Jones Show, political insider Roger Stone had this to say about the incriminating 28 pages.
We know that a number of the hijackers trained in Tampa, Florida. We know that the neighbors tipped the local police and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement under Jeb Bush. And what happened? Nothing.
Instead, Jeb Bush helped the bin Ladens get on planes and get out of the country.
You know, and for the Bush lackeys to now claim that it's outrageous. Look, Condoleezza Rice had multiple warnings. The Central Intelligence Agency had multiple warnings. The FBI had multiple warnings. But within the Bush administration, they weren't speaking to each other. That is a failure of leadership, or it's willful. One or the other, whether it's incompetence or treason, is meaningless at this point.
Recently, Jeb Bush was confronted again by InfoWars and once again refused to talk about the documents.
Last week I asked you about the 28 pages that were redacted from 9/11.
Yeah, you haven't sent them to me. I don't know anything about them, man.
Can you ask Jeb W. to help us get them?
Did you have a picture?
I don't know anything. What's the implication of it? What are you talking about?
Thank you.
I don't know what
the 28 pages. Yeah, where
redacted
is it
from? From the 9/11 Commission report.
Well, eventually they'll come out, won't they?
Well, we hope so. If you could ask your brother to get them for us, that'd be great.
I might see him one more time.
Well, there's the Bush dynasty for you, making jokes at the expense of the 9/11 victims' families who simply want answers to why their loved ones died on September 11th. It's getting blatantly obvious to everyone that this is a big-time cover-up. No doubt that Jeb, like his brother W and his daddy, Bush Sr., well, they are all covering up for the fact that the Bush family has a very cozy relationship with the Saudi royal family.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
And what's hidden from the public in the classified documents of the 28 pages is a link between the Saudi government and the 9/11 hijackers. And we're talking funding and training of the terrorist who launched an attack on our country on September 11th, 2001. This was an act of war, not to mention treason by the Bush administration. And they don't want anybody to see what's in those 28 pages.
Governor Bush, I was wondering about the use of eminent domain with the Texas Rangers Stadium.
Yeah, that was wrong. That's a private use. That would be an example of it. Who are you working for, brother?
Same people.
What do you mean, same people?
Infowars.com.
Infowars.com? I've never heard of it. Is it like a very powerful group?
Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
Well, thanks for the plug, Jeb. Maybe you should check out some of the articles on Infowars.com. This way you don't look like such a dumbass when somebody asks you a serious question. By the way, for those of you who missed out the first time InfoWars caught up with Jeb and asked him about the 28 pages, here's InfoWars reporter Richard Reeves.
Thanks. You doing well? Excellent. Good to see you.
Governor Bush.
How we doing?
Good to see you. Good. How you doing? I was wondering, would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would you be wanting to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
Andrew
may have.
Hopefully we can get them.
Governor,
thank you.
What do you think?
Would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would you be wanting to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
Andrew
may have.
Hopefully we can get them.
Governor,
thank you.
For the few who have seen them, they're known as the 28 pages.
In those pages are names of people who allegedly helped the Al-Qaeda killers, but who have never been held accountable.
Potential sources of foreign support for the September 11th hijackers, classified by the Bush administration.
Why the 28 pages remain hidden from the public
remains a mystery.
We know the 28 pages from Senator Graham and Senator Jones that have seen it, and military we've had on that have seen it. It says Saudi Arabia ran the attacks to blame Iraq. That was always the plan. And then our own government, bare minimum, stood down. And, of course, it was more than that. But we have the fact that it now, to a great extent, was an inside job.
I have read the 28 pages, and the 28 pages have nothing to do with national security. Nothing. Or I wouldn't be standing in here. It's all about relationships and involvement in 9/11.
I want those documents declassified. I'm embarrassed to be associated with a work product that is secret.
I am convinced that there was a direct line between at least some of the terrorists who carried out the September 11th attacks and the government of Saudi Arabia. He called it a smoking gun. And he went on to say, the reason for this cover-up goes right up to the White House.
This is sort of shocking when you read it. As I read it, we all had our own experience. I had to stop every couple pages and just sort of absorb and try to rearrange my understanding of history for the past 13 years and the years leading up to that. It challenges you to rethink everything.
What do we know is in the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 report? People that have seen it said it would bring down the whole system.
Colonel Schaefer.
I've met with and talked to multiple members of Congress who read it. They are convinced the American people needs to see it. It has to do with information which is not convenient to the White House, either White House, the Clinton White House or the Bush White House, and it has to do with an ally, but since it looked the other way and allowed a lot of support for the terrorists who conducted the attack.
We're here today to call for the release of those 28 pages. The survivors, civilian heroes, and families of the victims of September 11 terrorist attacks, some of whom are here today, deserve the full truth.
We cannot let page after page of blanked out documents be obscured behind a veil, leaving these families to wonder if there is additional information surrounding these horrible acts.
My son, Matthew C. Salito, was murdered September 11th, 2001.
On September 11th, I lost my husband, Tom Strada.
My husband, Victor, was the captain of United Flight 175 that struck the South Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11th at 9:03 a.m.
My father never got to see me compete on my horse, cheer me on at a lacrosse game, or hear me speak at my middle school graduation.
When you tell me there's a security risk and that's the reason you're not making these public, Mr. President, I call you a liar.
He would be laughing and saying, you go get him, Terry. You go get him. Don't let them get away with this. Don't let them hide the truth. And don't let the people that were behind it not pay.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us.
Look at Astor.
Or you are with the terrorists.
That's who they are.
Governor Bush.
How we doing?
Good. All right, good. How you doing? I was wondering, would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would
you
be wanting to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
When I dream of my wedding day, I will carry his picture and wish he were there with me.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. You got them?
My son's dead, and I don't know all the facts.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. You got them?
Keeping it a secret about those who facilitated it must end now.
Well,
Andrew, may have him.
Hopefully we can get him. Thank you.
All right, you want to see that video report? It's up on InfoWars.com. It's titled, Jeb Bush Dodges Another 9/11 Bullet, but he didn't dodge it. Trump fired it. The Patriots got the info out and loaded the gun, but Trump pulled the trigger. He called their bluff, and the neocons are on their knees. The Democrats were involved as well in the stand down. We can bring down the entire criminal system. I want to tell folks inside the government something, and I want to be very clear. History's on our side. Justice is as well. Those of you on the fence, don't be part of this crime. Join us. Let's save the Republic and the world. We'll be back with the second hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So Trump is set to sweep the election. I mean, he's 20, 30 points ahead in every poll. The Republicans, he's beating Hillary in almost every poll. So the entire power structure is still screaming, saying he can't win. He's evil. He's bad. Obama says he's not allowed to be president because Obama's God, and he tells you who can be. The Pope says he can't be president either, and he isn't a Christian, and he is excommunicated and all the rest of it. It's pretty sick. I want to talk to first-time callers here coming up in the next segment at the toll-free number 877-789-2539. The network tells me every Sunday they get hundreds of calls. This is all produced in-house on Sunday. I still take my calls through Minnesota because that's where the satellite uplink is, and I've done that for almost two decades. But this Sunday show, it's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we will be going to your phone calls coming up at the start of the next segment. But just looking at headlines I've already mentioned but haven't dug into, U.S. rejects North Korea peace talks offer before latest nuclear test, State Department. Start of World War III, North Korea planning wave of terror attacks on South Korea. That's Sunday Express and Reuters. Saudis claim to have nuclear bomb, threaten to use it in Syria or against Iran. Boy, that's nice, and our intel is they've had it for a long time. Chinese media calls for government to fire shots and ram U.S. warships to teach them a lesson, quote, close quote, over disputed South China Sea islands. Mark Zuckerberg is promoting a new world order. We've got the latest on the Apple situation and Trump. I'm going to kind of decode that and show how both sides don't quite get what's going on here. I mean, Apple knows what they're doing, but they're misrepresenting it. And Trump is kind of buying into the disinformation. So I'm going to try to break that down coming up. Sneaky change to the Trans-Pacific Partnership drastically extends criminal penalties across the board. There's an article by Kurt Nemo up on Infowars.com. Breaking, InfoWars may soon be considered material support of terrorism. And then that's a cool headline from Kurt, and I kind of get it and agree with it. But really, it's breaking free speech of conservatism or libertarianism or constitutionalism to be considered material support of terrorism. And that's actually what the feds, that is the foreign globals that hijack the country, literally, are trying to get changed in Congress, the Patriot Act. Very important article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So this is a time where anyone who doesn't want to be assimilated into tyranny needs to get involved and needs to take action, because the globalists are weak right now. They're not all powerful. They can and must be resisted. Giving in to tyrants doesn't make you safe, doesn't make you leave them alone, especially when you enter the endgame. Normally, letting tyrants historically into control, within 5 to 10 years, you're a total slave, and they're cannibalizing the population's wealth, and literally it leads to cannibalism. America, the United States, was so wealthy. It's taken decades to suck us dry, but now we're entering the final phase. Now, we're going to go to break here and come back with your calls, but I wanted to end this segment with Jeb Bush, 33 seconds, drops out of the presidential race, because this illustrates everything. And Hillary is being propped up, and the Democrats totally steal superdelegates. They are even more fraudulent, in my experience, when it comes to stealing elections than the Republicans. And they will do anything. They will do anything. And they are so freaked out. They are so scared right now. They don't want to be kicked out like the Bushes just were. So they are in a death battle, as I call it. Let's go to this Jeb Bush final statement.
I'm proud of the campaign that we've run to unify our country and to advocate conservative solutions that would give more Americans the opportunity to rise up and reach their God-given potential. But the people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Jeb, go to hell with all the people and narcotics your family shipped in.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
About 2 weeks ago, Donald J. Trump came out and said Bush is no hero. He let 9/11 happen. That was in Condoleezza Rice's own report. That was in the news at the time, it's admitted. And they said, he's crazy, he's insane, he's a conspiracy theorist, he goes on Alex Jones' show. They had hundreds of newspapers point that out. Oh my gosh, oh my, this is terrible. He goes on a show that's not dumbed down, that actually knows what he's talking about, and is historically informed, that has all these major world leaders and black op commanders and artists and movie stars and you name it on. Oh my gosh, and one of the fastest growing news programs in the world, probably the fastest growing. Oh my gosh. And the new X-Files based on it and all this stuff. By the way, the new episode airs tomorrow night where the character's based on yours truly. So I'm going to be watching that because I don't get into space aliens, chupacabras and stuff like that. But to be influencing a major show like that in the direction of exposing the New World Order is very exciting. And the first new episode, you know, was basically InfoWars. Now, the last four were other subjects, but this one tomorrow night is kind of the completion of what happened in episode one. I'll be watching. And I've been invited out to California to go out there, meet with Chris Carter and more. So I look forward to that happening very, very soon. I've got to decide when I can go out there. So I want to go on Joe Rogan's podcast, my good friend, and see him. I haven't seen him in about a year and more. I guess I saw him about 6 months ago. He was in Austin. But the point is that lining that up, we are culturally having the effect. We are affecting in a major way the narrative and the debate. And people like Bush are politically dying. The Bush tombstone has been planted. And when you really know who this family is and read Roger Stone, shadow campaign manager of Donald Trump's new book, The Bush Crime Family, the CIA drug dealing, all of it, the Nazism, all of it comes out. That book's available, by the way, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund our operation, is selling high-quality products that inform the public. InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our biggest best-selling products that's always sold out, it seems, Liver Shield with the big liver and gallbladder detox with Oxy Powder, is back at InfoWarsLife.com. I should mention that as well. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. In this segment, the next, and the next, I'm going to take phone calls. The next three segments. Then, I'm in a news blitz in that final segment on a host of issues. But right now, let's go to Mark, who is calling from California, formerly part of the United States. I guess, what is that, FEMA Region 9 out there? So you're basically in the first occupied area of the North American Union, part of that larger plan. The Pope's been here saying get rid of our borders entirely, but he has 200-plus foot walls. And they had all these articles this weekend saying there aren't walls at the Vatican. I'm a liar. I mean, I was just there last year. We've got HD video report tomorrow showing it. They're right, though. There's one opening to 50-foot steel doors that's not technically a wall. It's 50-foot steel doors and machine gun turrets. So, I mean, New York Times, you name it. There are no walls in the Vatican. Jones is a liar. Trump's a liar. And Bill Clinton isn't a big fat liar either. And the ocean isn't wet. And Donald Trump doesn't look like he has a dead possum on top of his head. I mean that sweetly. He makes fun of his own hair in private. Let's go ahead. And, well, I was just going to go to the caller. He's gone. Is Mark still there? He just dropped. I go, we're going to Mark, and then he's just gone. Okay, bye-bye, Mark. Who should we go to next here? Let's go ahead and talk to, oh, there is so much, there is so much more. Laurel in Louisiana wants to talk about comparing what's happening currently to what happened in the 1960s. You're on the air. Yep, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we may have an issue where audio's not being fed to folks. That's I've learned over the years what stuff sounds like, and that may be happening right now. Can you hear me now, Laurel?
Alex?
Yeah, let the phone system's broke. All right, thank you. Well, you know the good news about all this? I don't need to take calls, and normally don't. I'm sorry to folks, but we're not going to be taking your calls now. Let's get right into the news, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and plow straight into it. Let's start with Apple and what they're doing with Trump and what's being claimed on that front. Let's go ahead and go straight into all of this right now. Apple plays digital privacy hardball with the FBI but not with China. That's out of French 24, one of the big French national TV news stations. And it goes over the fact that they give the Chinese government the codes, but not the U.S. government. Well, you see, Apple is the most advanced globalist company there is. That's why it's all Illuminati, you know, the devil, the Apple, all that. They have suicide nets around their Foxconn subcontractor factories. They are one of the most abusive companies out there. They are proprietary. They keep their system closed, which is one reason it's not as open to viruses and other problems, and quite frankly works better, in my opinion, than a lot of PC-based products. Nevertheless, it's very evil. And they got Al Gore on their board, and they're all liberal and trendy and don't think the word mother and father is good to use. But at the same time, they are more than happy to lecture us all day how we should run our lives, but they're more than happy to use the slave labor. So Trump comes out and says, look, we need to get into these terrorist phones. We have warrants. We have whatever. Give us the code to get in. Makes perfect sense at that level. But what the feds want, which is really the globalist banking cartel, a mixed group of special interest, is the keys of the kingdom, the encryption of Apple and its entire system. They've been wanting their encryption for how they transmit data, how they compress material. They want all the different encryption systems, not just the encryption that Apple has to get into the phone. And so Apple is in an Associated Press article saying, we accessed the phone, which is interesting. How'd you do that if, you know, if you can't even break it? And it was it had its passcode changed one day after San Bernardino. So there's some hanky-panky here. And to be clear, I shot a video about this last night but didn't add one key point. They can reverse engineer everything from the ISP, the internet service provider, and the cellular provider, and or both. It may be the same one. And they can get who they called, what they did, where they went, their trail. The phone is just an interface where you go into the internet. The FBI confirmed it screwed up the reset, the San Bernardino shooter's iCloud password. So see, now they're out in Tech Insider admitting. So the CEO of Apple, though he's over a very evil, globalist, anti-family, anti-gun, biggest corporation in the world, has good products compared to many. I mean, I'm not a hypocrite. I admit I use them. I admit it's a tool. It's evil. So are the droids. It's all made by slaves, basically. It's all bad. But Apple's about the worst. I have to say, Google does more moral stuff with a lot of what its activities than Apple does. I mean, it's just a fact. And I'm not taking sides here. I have just analyzed it. I've looked at it. But the Apple CEO is right when he says if we give these codes out, that means all of your iPads, all of your Apple computers, all your Apple phones, Apple devices can be penetrated, just like PCs, and the federal government is millions of people, and they get this data, and it leaks out immediately and gets sold by third parties. He's not saying that. He just says if we give it to the feds, it'll penetrate the whole thing. Well, who are the feds? They're good people. They're bad people. They're contractors. They're criminals. They're mercenaries. They're scam artists. 9 times out of 10, literally, when I find out about 30 million passcodes lost or 26 million Social Security numbers leaked, it's always the government or a big mega bank. You act like you give your data to the government, that's now the safest place. You go, well, we got to have this to stop terrorists. The FBI was ordered 2 years before San Bernardino, that was in mainstream news, to stand down investigating the two shooters by the Justice Department. They did a, quote, criminal civil rights violation investigation of the federal agencies. There were two of them, the FBI and one other, that were investigating this mosque and these people particularly. So it would have been stopped if they did their job with the Bill of Rights, with due process. We've got smart people. We can do it with profiling. It's not racist to say if you're coming here from Saudi Arabia and you've got Facebook pages saying you want to wage a jihad, that's probable cause right there to start tapping your phones and following you. Hell, deport him. Kick his wife out of here. You don't like America? You want jihad? You're on an airplane back to Riyadh, sister. Go wear a hood over your head there if you don't like it here. Go get mutilated over there, not here.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. The weekday broadcast then. We return Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. We're live right now, 520 Central. We're aired by many stations across the country. Nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. And I was up here working for about 5 hours yesterday, and I called some of the crew. They wanted to come in because they care about their families. We shot a special report about Arabs now have nukes. That's the headline. We shot another report on the iPhone encryption. We shot another report on that'll air tomorrow on the fact that the Vatican does have the biggest walls in the world, and the media is lying about that to counter Donald Trump and more. But right now, let's go to your calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We're going to go to Owl Killer, Jeff, Jason, and others. I knew as soon as the callers couldn't hear me, every once in a while our phone system's digital. It can take up to like 20 calls at a time, but sometimes if it hadn't been reset, we do the Sunday show out of one of the older studios, so we don't double-check some things sometimes. Or it looks like it's working, but it's got to be rebooted. Digital's great, but it's got its problems. So it's back up. If you were calling in earlier and got kicked off, call back in. We'll go right to you. And a whole three segments is left here, so we're going to talk to everybody. Owl Killer. Owl Killer is in New York. Active duty military police, he says. And he wants to talk about Donald Trump and the establishment rebellion. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Oh, man. I was overseas for about 6 years. I was in Italy when the whole thing with Libya kicked off, and I just spent 2 years in the Middle East. And to see how the military has actually acknowledged what's really going on in this world right now, and I can tell you 100%, Donald Trump is the military's number one choice. And just to see how the rest of the radio talk show host, now everybody's uncloaking. You see how Michael Savage was never on this topic, and now he's on it. Like you, Michael Savage, everybody, the network is coming out. You're seeing how Glenn Beck is now saying he's fasting for Ted Cruz. I used to trust Ted Cruz. I don't trust him even a little bit anymore. And I just got back into the States and where I'm stationed now.
Yeah, folks are really showing who they are in the final minutes of this thing. Trump's for real. He wouldn't bring out the fact that the Bushes were working with the Saudis on 9/11 in order to stand down. That was so daring. They may kill him for it. I mean, I literally, when he started doing that, I'm not just saying this to be dramatic. I actually started getting tears in my eyes because not of joy, of the honor, of the strength, of the will, of the return of courage. It was just so amazing to see. It was like light coming back into the world. And as you said, the military's awake. I talked to the military. I talked to the regular enlisted, special forces, high level, former, current. And they're the ones saying no to backing al-Qaeda. They're the ones saying no to being with Saudi Arabia. They're the ones saying no to the socialist invasion of Muslims. And so it's got to scare the globalists, though, to know the military's so awake. What do you think? Give us the inside baseball.
I just got back into the States now, where I'm stationed right now. I don't want to give my location, but there's pocket constitutions everywhere. And they're front. I mean, it just re-energized me so much because it makes you see that these people are not invincible whatsoever. You know, Gerald Celente actually went up to the Occupy Peace rally that he had back in September. I met Luke Podolsky over there. I spoke with Gerald. Face-to-face.
I like what you just said. They're not invincible. Can you feel the awakening? I can feel the power of liberty rising. I can feel that spirit. The morale is exploding, is it not?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, I wasn't sold on Donald Trump in the beginning, but by their deeds, you shall know them. And he's not perfect by a long shot, but he does. You could tell he's a nationalist. You look at everything.
Well, I'll tell you what scares the living daylights out of him. Roger Stone is a hardcore daily listener. 8 administrations, worked in 4 of them, high-level political operative. He knows what's going on. He's written multiple books exposing it. He's a listener. He's got Trump listening. Trump is getting educated very quickly. That's another reason they're so scared. I mean, look at the establishment. They are scared of him. They are shaking in their boots. What do you say to that, Owl Killer?
Again, you're seeing that these people are, and Gerald Celente has said it on your show numerous times. These are weak little boys. Look how he shut down Jeb Bush every time the guy opened his mouth.
All they needed was a man to stand up against him and slap him upside the head.
Exactly, and I love Ron Paul. It's just he is, like you said, he's too much of a gentleman, and you really need to get in these people's faces. And you're seeing how they're nobody. No, like, they're born on third base, think they hit a triple, can't fight their way out of a paper bag. They talk tough. You know, they can't run up a flight of stairs, but, you know, they want to send other people's kids to go die. And, you know, you're seeing, but the silent majority is speaking right now, and Donald Trump is the key. I'm so impressed with what he's done. And, you know, the gravitas, you speak about it all the time. Alex, I can't tell you how energetic I am and how happy I am.
Brother, I feel it too. I'm so alive. It's just, it's over the top. But it's also alive because I realize the enemy's going to strike back. They're going to pull a lot of rabbits out of hats. And I got to tell you, I think they're going to try to kill him. In fact, my gut says they're going to kill Donald Trump. But they have and that may be the plan to cause a revolution, because we're winning informationally. They want to start a physical revolution. I want to just say to the feds and everybody else, come on. I mean, look, the globalists are pure evil. Do not go along with whatever plans they've got. Good people in the military and the police and even the federal government, blow the whistle when you see them getting ready to pull a false flag. Let me ask you this. You said the military's awake. What are they saying? What are you concerned, you know, not just as a military person, but as a police officer, what do you think they may try to pull? What's your gut tell you?
Well, you see what's going on with Flint, Michigan right now with the water supply. Say there is an economic collapse and, you know, they're not going to go door to door for the guns, but if you want to eat and you want to drink, you want to have running water, turn your stuff in. That's my main concern.
I agree. Economic collapse, use that as the diversion. That's one of their main go-tos.
And they can do it. You know, they can, you have the quantitative easing, stock market's going up again as soon as the Davos conference.
If everything breaks down, I'm going to want troops on the streets if there's rioters everywhere. And they got Black Lives Matter ready to activate. Have you noticed they're heating that up again?
It's everywhere. I just saw the Marine that got punched in his head. I believe it was in D.C. I mean, there is definitely. And an issue with the police, but by and large, the police are completely do not want to destroy this country. And again, the same people that overthrew Ukraine are the same people that are trying to overthrow the United States government. Everywhere, you just follow the rabbit hole.
Exactly. So let me ask you this. What percentage of the military you talk to understands the game plan and understands what this is literally a foreign scientific takeover? If we're smart enough to see it, we can block it in its tracks. But if we don't admit it, we're done.
I would say probably 80 or 90% is awake of what's going on. But now people actually think something can be done. Everybody for a time period was, can't do anything.
Absolutely. God bless you, brother. You know, just get that word out. Write an article for us with a known diploma about it. Send it to us. The military needs to speak out. I'll tell you who bought us time and who's a hero. It was General Dempsey, Chairman Joint Chiefs. They gave the order through the military to not go after folks to tell the truth the last 3 years. And then the non-commissioned officers began to spread the truth. It's a soft coup against the globalists and their coup. And General Dempsey, God bless him, he literally just savaged the enemy. He allowed us to get the word out. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to InfoWars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I just spent like 6-7 minutes with that last caller because what he had to say was so informative, but I've got like 15 phone calls to take here. Jeff and Jason and Bill and Kevin and Laurel and Jonathan and Prophet Black and Chris and others. So I'm going to try to shut up, make your point, ask your question, and I'll move to the next person. Appreciate you calling. We got callers from Guatemala, you name it. But first, let's go to Jeff in Tennessee. He's been holding the longest. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to first tell you thank you for waking me back up in 2006. Love the products, too.
But anyways, thank you, brother.
I just think it's awesome, or quite coincidental. Not coincidental, it's Bible, but that the only city that's been known since biblical times, being Damascus, it's prophesied in Isaiah 17. It'll be utterly destroyed.
In Isaiah, in Daniel, in Revelations, everywhere, basically World War III starts there, and then that basically brings in the Antichrist. Then we have world government, and then out of that, Armageddon. Yeah, it all revolves around this, and just look at it happening.
And it's always been in that same area. It never changes.
I know, the more you read the Bible, you know, you realize how powerful it is, but the profane cannot understand it. It's very sad.
That's so true.
Well, what do you think about this, the whole situation of what's happening and the craziness of it? How our own military for 3 years has been blocking the White House wanting to openly back Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Well, I think it goes back to what you mentioned a long time ago, where we don't have real leaders anymore. We used to have military that we respected, that were generals, and we'd put into command and control positions in our country, but that's not the case. And so, you know, with that, you get a lot of these people that haven't experienced war or experienced anything in life put up there in control.
Yeah, we shouldn't have lawyers as presidents. We should have business leaders. We should have religious leaders. We should have military leaders. People that have actually experienced real humanity, not a bunch of crazy lawyers selling out to foreign interest. I mean, don't these bankers get it? They're trying to start World War III now with China and Russia for no reason. North Korea is threatening to nuke South Korea. All hell is breaking loose right now. This is the world government. This is their attempt to take over and run everything in a pissing contest. We don't need that.
But we should be upset that Caitlyn Jenner is pulling for the right.
Well, that's right. Caitlyn Jenner doesn't have her own bathroom. That's our big problem. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, look how they take all our basic freedoms, and then they give us all these fake ones. And it's not that I care if a guy wears a dress or whatever. I'm a libertarian. But don't force feed me. Almost every TV channel I turn into, it's like guys kissing each other. At a certain point, it's like, why are you pushing this on me? And it's to end masculinity. That's not even how gay people are. They just force feed this. It's like models. Starting in the 60s and 70s, went from voluptuous Marilyn Monroe and these bombshells to like these skinny, skeletal, zombie-like, anorexic women, because the gay mafia, I'm not against gay people, but it's a mafia running fashion, wanted heroin chic women that look like 14-year-old boys. Well, you notice men never actually bought that idea. Men want women that look like women. It isn't just black guys and Sir Miskalot that want Baby Got Back. It's men. And that's an example of how Wall Street and Madison Avenue and the PR system can force feed us something that we don't even want, of some anorexic, skinny concentration camp woman. When I look at these concentration camp models, I want to get them food and IV. I want to get them some cheese enchiladas or filet mignon immediately and a big glass of red wine. They need to be having some sustenance. Women need to have some curves. But again, they wanted to sell an image that is unnatural, so average woman would feel ugly and bad and feel disempowered, so they'd buy into the system. That's declassified. That's CIA. Women, you're beautiful. Be beautiful. Your femininity is incredible. It isn't even how you, quote, look. It's how you act. You can have a woman that's physically isn't that good looking, but is sexy and into herself, and that is much better than some beauty queen woman that just sits there like a sack of potatoes. And I don't want to go off into some rant about this. It's just, it's time to be pro-human and realize the potential of our species and break the control of these globalists. I got to go to calls on the, or I'll never get to them. I'm ranting. I'm sorry. Jason in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. I'm a new prescriber to your news TV thing there.
Well, thank you for joining us, brother.
I'm awake. Yeah, I'm awake. I'm awake, man. I thought this a long time ago about the whole situation, but we never really even had a place you could go for other people to talk to, you know, about the situations or people that agreed with you. It felt like you was alone. But I appreciate your program.
You're not alone, brother. We are the majority. We're just humans that want freedom. We're the real liberals, not them.
But I watch this. I watch another guy. I'm not trying to endorse or anything, but his name is Paul Bagley, the Christian guy. But anyways, he announced that. I know him.
He's got a YouTube channel. He's a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, brother, this show isn't about me, or don't plug other talk show hosts. I'm not an egomaniac. You talk about anything you want, buddy. As long as your phone's good, and you're not falling down drunk, you're on the air.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Anyways, he just posted a video, said the the Lindberghs are meeting up in Florida to have an emergency, financial emergency meeting up there.
Who's meeting?
I don't know if you know about that.
Who's meeting?
The Lindberghs.
The Lindberghs?
The Lindbergh group. Yep.
Oh, no, the Lindbergh Group. Okay, yeah. Sir, there's a financial meltdown happening. Most of the world's in a depression. We're in a recession. It is just spectacular how dangerous it is. But absolutely, there's with financial crisis always comes war. World War I, World War II, you name it. Because politicians want to change the subject to an outside power. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Guatemala now, just south of Mexico, down there in Central America, where my cousin Buckley lived till he was 7 years old. Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan in Guatemala, one of the most beautiful countries in the world, also one of the most dangerous. Jonathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me on, Alex. It's actually quite a very great pleasure to be with you right now.
Well, it's an honor to talk to another fellow human that loves liberty. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. And actually, that's pretty much why I wanted to talk, because of course, with all of this whole illegal immigration situation that's been going on over there at your southern frontier. I don't know if you've heard about this, but...
Back off your microphone a little bit. You're talking about immigration. My only issue is we can't be wide open and give folks free stuff. It's a political move to bankrupt the country. It's what the big banks want. They make the money up out of nothing. I'm not against the folks wanting to flee hell on earth in some areas. I empathize with them. It's just that they will just turn that, what they have done, into this. And so I want to block what the globalists are doing. What's your bottom line on what's happening?
Oh, well, actually, what I wanted to discuss in this is that actually I've noticed that there's a double moral standard regarding these illegal immigrants, mostly because actually that there was a case a couple of weeks ago that the Guatemalan president was not willing to take in Cuban refugees who are supposed to go on their way to Mexico and... later on, of course, to the U.S. And
Sure. What country wasn't willing to take the refugees?
Guatemala.
Sure. I mean, well, they're not supposed to. I mean, how are you supposed to? Listen, there's 7.5 billion people. There's about to be 9 billion in 10 years. It's collapsing. The globalist blocked industrial development. There's a huge population. It's coming. And then these insider politics groups say, bring them in and give them free stuff. We'll collapse. So, yes, sir, it's very hypocritical. Only America. The Vatican doesn't take immigrants, but we're supposed to. It's sick. Listen, I'd take 40 million illegals if I could turn them into libertarian patriots, because then I could trump the globalists. But the problem is they're going to go with the socialists because that's who brought them in. So that's why I'm against it. It's a weapon system. Mainstream media. Big Brother. You want
Big
answers?
Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. So, what separates us from the globalist social engineers is that we celebrate humanity. We celebrate the animating contest of freedom. Everything the system is about ending that and telling you you're bad, telling you you're ugly, unless you buy into their hive collective and do what they say. Then you'll be rewarded. No, my friends, we fundamentally know that's a fraud and that system is coming to an end. We've got 6 or 7 callers here left that I want to get to. Bill, Kevin, Prophet Black, Chris, and Laurel. Let's go to each of them right now. Bill in Illinois, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Just want to make a quick comment here. The debate last Saturday night where with Trump and Jeb Bush when he was saying he lied about the Iraq war, 9/11, all that stuff, that was as shocking a debate, and I compare it to one other debate. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Piers Morgan,
yes. To me, those are very comparable debates.
No, that's it. Like, I'm not playing by your rules. You're a fraud. How dare you say I'm a kook when the Congress admits that Saudi Arabia ran the attacks. I'm not bad for reporting a fact. Shut up. I'm done. I don't care if you act like, and they had everybody booing and everybody paid to do it, and it blew up in their face. That's the whole point. Exactly. It's time to just overturn the chessboard and say it's a fraud. We're done playing games. Let me tell you, the elite is shaking in their boots. They are literally urinating in their pants right now. So I ask you, what do you think they're going to pull next to get out of this?
Like you say, it's going to be a false flag. ISIS is going to, it's going to be a false flag somewhere. That's my opinion.
And they'll be heroes because they brought ISIS in to attack us. No one in the media will ask, why'd you bring them in and then let them attack us? It'll be, you're heroes because they blew up a building and you took the conservatives' rights away and arrested them. You banned free speech like Europe because you brought the Muslims in and you're a hero. Notice how they've suspended common sense, where Hollande and Merkel are called heroes because they brought in millions of people that are shooting, murdering, and raping? I mean, how weird is that?
The problem I have is there's still some people that don't believe that Trump should have called Bush a liar the other night. And there's a big group of people out there like that out there. That's what scares me.
Yeah, and they're called dumbasses, excuse my French, and they're called idiots, and they're called camp followers. They think whoever the establishment person is, if they kiss that ring, they're part of the in-group when they're nothing but idiots. They're like folks that believe the Nigerian emails. I just got a Nigerian text message yesterday about Prince Boo Boo wants to give me $1 million if I give him $5,000. And you tell people, you know, hey, don't give Prince Boo Boo money. You'll never get it back. They go, shut up. You're jealous. I finally hit the big time and Prince Boo Boo wants me. If they're like lottery ticket buyers, these Bernie and Hillary and Jeb Bush supporters. They're idiots. And they make me sick. God bless you, brother. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Eric. Alex.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Kevin. I want to tell you, I'm 1776 all the way, and my question is about China and Russia. Now, we understand that there may be a world war started in the Middle East, but are they in on it, or is it us pushing our agenda?
No, Russia is an oligarchy. It's run by corrupt combines. The public for 1,000 years was under basically royal families. It was invaded by the Muslims, the Huns, everybody else. Russia's very rough, very tough, very primitive because it's been attacked so much. And our government put the communists in there to wreck that country and enslave those people and kill 30-40% of their population and attempt to take them down. The British Empire did, but the U.S. government was involved as well. It's a great crime. And now the Russians have thrown the globalists out. They've kicked the oligarchs out. They've arrested the Rothschild front people. That's come out in court. And so now Russia is under full attack and is trying to implement anti-globalist operations. They are actually getting rid of socialism, collectivism. They hate communism. It's a right-wing propaganda lie in America that Russia is secretly still communist. It's not true. Russia is on its knees, bleeding to death, trying to stand up and bound the wounds. Russia's dying just like we are. And Russia, unlike any other European country or Japan, is trying to survive. And so Russia's putting up a fight in the face of just absolute pure evil.
So if Trump wins, it's a good thing because he wants to work with Putin.
Yeah, and that's because Trump is not fundamentally evil. Trump goes with common sense that we're not going to back ISIS to kill a bunch of Christians in Syria. We're not going to have a war with Russia for no reason. Trump wants to build things. He's not perfect, but he wants jobs and prosperity and helicopters and money and spaceships and humans. Humans are first. The globalists hate humans. They want world government. They think they're God. They're psychopaths. They want to deform us and jack with the food and mutate everything. Russia's banned GMO. You tune into Russian TV now, it's like I'm hosting it. It's not that I'm something special. I'm just human resistance. I'm someone smart enough to study it and decide to resist it. I love people. I love my kids. I love people in Japan and people in Mexico and people in Russia. I love people all over the world. I hate tyrants. I hate psychopaths. And the only reason I get tears in my eyes when I think about this is because I have so much energy to assault the enemy. I want to tear them limb from limb. I want to meet them. I'm sick of them. I'm ready to fight them. I'm ready to stand against them. I believe in humanity. I'm not a parasite that gets off on dumbing people down. I'm not a parasite that wants to hurt people. I want to crush the enemy, and I will crush the enemy, and you have to crush the enemy, and we will crush them. And then we'll stop fighting over resources like we always had to do before, because humanity is transcending that. We have the resources and the ideas to do anything once we decide to do it. There is no limit to what we're about to inherit, but we have to take God's promise and take that in our hands. God bless you. I appreciate your call. And the reason I'm like this now is because everything is aligning. Evil is coming out of the pit of hell. Good is rising up against it. We are in the most epic time in human history right now. Things are going to get insane. And I know full well Obama went for 2 minutes to Scalia's funeral to pray like a buzzard over it. And we have to call the enemies out. We have to not be afraid of them. We don't have to be afraid of what they'll do to our bodies. I am not afraid of these people at all. Even though they've done things to me that make it to the point where I'm the only person that can take care of my children. They have persecuted me. They have attacked me. They have done things you couldn't even believe if I told you. And it doesn't matter because it's in God's hands. It's in God's hands. And I put myself in God's hands right now because it's God that's going to deliver us from this. And I just want people to break free of this satanic evil and to stand up against it. I'm out of time. I don't know if I'd have time to go to the Black Prophet or Prophet Black and Chris and everybody else, and I just think it's best now that I stop this transmission because, and if you get their numbers, we can call them back tomorrow. They can come on the show. I don't normally get numbers, but, you know, we have our own phone system here. It's a different phone system during the weekday show because Genesis runs it, but I get tears in my eyes because it's so humbling to be in the presence of God. And when you face evil, when you admit that evil is real, when you set your will and your soul against it, it's like opening a doorway, and that's when God comes in. When I'm inspired, when I understand the enemy, when I have these epiphanies, I know it's revelation. And it's humbling to be in the presence of God. I don't cry because I'm sad. I don't cry because I'm even fearful. I cry for tears of joy. For what? Our future progeny will experience in this animating contest of liberty. And I'm a God-fearing person. I know God's real. And I don't fear he who can kill my body, but he who can kill my soul. And I only hope that I can be worthy enough to be strong and pure in the face of the enemy. And I've experienced providence. I've seen what God's done to my enemies. And I've seen God open the way over and over again for my work and do things that it's just incredible. And I feel sorry for my enemies because anyone that ever actually tries to hurt me or attack me instantly has horrible things happen to them. That's why I also know God's real. You're only alive once, but you're spiritless forever. This is the test. This body is only a suit. Choose which side you're on. Third World War is upon us. World government. And it's going to get bad before it gets better. As we go through this storm, I see a parting in the clouds. The sun and the island past that point.